Good morning, Ikari.
Good morning.
What are we working on today?
Pachelbel's canon.
Cello's so easy. All you have to do is play arpeggios.
Stop.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Hello. Wow, I was recording. Why was it not working? Now it is working. Whatever. OBS is shit. OBS is pure shit. OBS is pure shit. Okay. Good morning. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. Lou started to get sick. I hope I don't have COVID. I think I may have COVID. We'll see. Did I jinx myself? Maybe. I don't know. I hope I don't have COVID. I can't smell randomly. I could sniff, but I cannot smell. Well, we'll see. We'll see. If Lou's amazing immune system can overcome it. We'll see. Okay, what's today's show going to be? It's a huge show! I'm not even going to read the articles. It'll be surprises, because we got lots to get through. We got lots of threads. Went from no news to lots of news randomly. So here we go. Huge fucking show day. Gonna be amazing. Be fucking amazing show. I only make shows when they're amazing. And today's gonna be an amazing show. First thread of the day. This is kind of a quickie. Closeted homosexuals can't be based. It's a picture of Steven Crowder. I don't really like this guy. I don't really like this man. Not a big fan of this guy, but the Zoomers like him, I guess. So there's that. And there's, I don't know, he's sticking it to a Jew right now, so whatever. I guess it's kind of good. For those that don't know, I guess his contract has come up. So they're doing negotiations, and like anytime there's negotiations with high-profile figures, there's shenanigans afoot. But it's, you know what the crazy thing about this? You know how much they were going to pay this man? How much they were going to pay Steven Crowder? $50 million fucking dollars. $50 million. Holy shit. I knew Crowder was big, but $50 million fucking dollars as the starting offer big? Holy fucking shit. Joe Rogan was $300 million. Steven Crowder's $50 million? That's really good, man. That's impressive, Steven Crowder. Wow. Impressive. That's a lot of money, man. Holy fuck, you could do pretty much whatever you want for the rest of your life with that much $50 million. Yeah, maybe not anymore with inflation. Maybe you could do half of everything you wanted. Ish. Holy fuck, my cat.
Doing my show, buddy. Doing my show. Calm down. Okay.
Lay under the desk and be quiet so I could do my show. Anyways, I mean, this is just... I think this is all smoke and mirrors. I think Steve Crowder is just trying to get Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Or something along those lines. What's he even fucking saying? Holy fuck, I go on tangents. He's gay. He dresses up as women. He was a closet faggot. We were getting there eventually. That's where we were getting to. We skipped the middle ground. Peter Piper picked a peck of faggy peppers. How many faggots picked the peck of nigger faggots? Something, I don't know, cotton picker nigger faggots. I don't know where I was going with that. 4chan humor. You just add nigger faggots to it. It makes it funny. Doesn't even have to rhyme. Cotton picking nigger faggots. Steven Crowder was trying to get a better deal with his thing, with his contract. And from what I heard, what I watched, the very little that I watched of this, Steven Crowder said that if he went outside the bounds of the contract, they could take up to 110% of his money. What does that fucking mean? It means he would owe them money. He would get paid none of that $50 million, and then he would owe them money or something. So I'm sure that this is all greed-based, and he's an asshole. This guy's kind of an asshole, so none of this is based. It's all of a trick, and he's kind of a douche, so I don't know, whatever. Kind of good that a Jew's getting fucked. That's the only positive. A Jew's getting fucked, so that's a win. Next thread. Gravity. Strong enough to hold the ISS in orbit. Not strong enough to have any effect on the astronauts inside. Which is it? Oh my gosh, you have no concept of orbital mechanics. It's okay. Lou, with approximate knowledge of many things, would educate you. Just go play Kerbal Space Program. Really good game. You might be like, Lou, that's a game. That's not real life. Suck my dick. You have a ball. This is a ball. This isn't planet Earth. This is a ball. Okay, you have a ball. You throw the ball. Okay, it goes forward, okay? Because you put forward momentum into it because you threw the ball this way, okay? You tossed the ball. You took the baseball. You threw it. It goes this way. But then it starts to go down like this, okay? It starts to go down. It goes down such as this, you see? Very simple. That's the trajectory of the ball. Then it hits the ground. Here's the ground, okay? This is the planet Earth right here. You fuck. You fucking fuck. That's how you want to understand orbital mechanics and, like, how is the space station defying gravity? Okay, well, the space station is a giant fucking baseball. So we take the space station here. Here's the space station. Okay. And here's flat Earth, I guess. Okay. So this, imagine the space station is like a baseball. Okay. We have to throw the space station as fast as we can. Okay. Around 10,000 kilometers a second. Okay, we have to throw the space station around 10,000 kilometers a second. How does Lou know those numbers off the top of his head? Because he plays Kerbal Space Program. I play Kerbal Space Program, and if you play that, you kind of know how fast you need to go in meters to get off the planet Earth. It just kind of comes to you naturally. So we throw the space station around 10,000 kilometers a second, probably a little faster than that. And it goes, and this is its trajectory. Bloop, 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 bloop. So it's gonna drop, guys, it's gonna drop. Hope you can't see. Here we go. So the space station is dropping. It's dropping, but it's going so fast that it drops, like, around the other side of the planet. So it's going so fast, it's like, becomes a circular orbit. It just keeps, imagine, like, you throw a baseball and it, like, fall, it goes so fast that it falls around the planet. Okay, it's falling around the planet. It's a gravity well. It's falling around. Think of it like a funnel, kind of. It's weird. You know, you're going, it's speed and orbits and it's a baseball. I don't explain things the greatest, whatever.
Explanation for gravity is that matter bends space. And so you put mass in a place in space, it warps space-time. And objects are not feeling a force of gravity, they're just following the natural curvature. And so this is a sheet of Lycra. Where do you get this? This is my old bike shorts. there's literally a spandex.com. You can get a sheet like this if you buy the sale stuff, so you don't care what it looks like, right? For like 20 bucks, maybe less, depending on the sale. And so you put matter and it warps space-time. And so if I have another object, it also warps space-time. They feel that, and they're attracted to each other. And so that's Einstein's picture of gravity. Objects warp space-time, feel that curvature, and move accordingly. If you have more mass, it's going to bend space-time more. And so if you have objects here, they are going to respond to that, right? And so you put something there, now it's attracted. Now, in reality, that big mass would feel the warping of space-time by the marble, too, right? It would move a little bit, but we usually ignore that. You know, the Earth makes the sun move a little bit, but it's so small you can ignore it. The moon makes the Earth kind of wobble around a point 3/4 of the way from the center of the Earth. We usually don't account for that when we're looking at satellite motion. Well, instead of just letting go of one, what if I give it a sideways push? Now it orbits. Now it's losing energy, which wouldn't happen in the solar system, right? Not noticeably. There's some perturbations from other planets and things, but this one does lose energy and spirals in. If I don't push it as hard, it will do an ellipse for a while anyway, right? Why is everything going in the same direction? Well, the answer is, it wasn't. Different directions. But there was a preferred direction. The disk it formed from had a slight preference one way versus another, and things going the opposite way got eliminated, and when it's all said and done, everything's going the same way. Yeah, throw it.
It's because they're colliding with each other that you...
The ones going the wrong way get eliminated, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there also would have been, you know, this is where this analogy breaks down. There's, you know, another dimension, right? But those things were out of the plane also, that weren't near the preferred plane, also got eliminated. Now, some things we've discovered using this, also that's just some larger marbles, might as well put them out. But they bend space-time too, right? And so maybe, oops, you can get one thing to orbit another. I think I can do a little better than that. There we go. So the Earth-Moon system, maybe?
It's a baseball, you throw it, it's similar mechanics, except it's going 10,000 kilometers a second, which is like 5,000 miles an hour-ish. going really fast. Imagine throwing a baseball really fast and it would orbit the planet. That's what the space station is doing, you dumbass. It's not that there's no gravity. It's that she's literally a baseball falling to the ground, but that she's going so fast vertically, okay, that she never hits the ground. She just keeps going forward and over the side of the, you know, the... It's a circular orbit. It's a circular orbit. I'm trying to explain it in a different way than you have ever heard it. And they do experience gravity when they accelerate. They do experience a kind of gravity. This Finnish non says, they are in free fall, you idiot. Right here, this non gets it. This non fucking gets it. The baseball, they're in free fall. That's what's happening. They're constantly falling. I mean, it's hard to fucking think of it that way, but they're constantly falling is what's happening. They're constantly falling. It's weird, but that's what's happening. Science is hard. This American says, green text, gravity doesn't drag the ISS crashing into Earth. Green text, astronauts aren't crushing into Earth. Then the American says, the astronauts are also in orbit, by the way. Well, actually, the gravity does degrade the orbit of the space station, and they do have to accelerate a couple times a year to keep it in orbit. If they didn't do that, it would get sucked back into Earth. Earth would pull it back into its orbit because they're close enough that I think they do get a little bit of resistance from the molecules in the atmosphere. Like, they're still hitting a little bit of the atmosphere, even though there's nothing up there. There's technically nothing up there. It's vacuum. Well, there's still a little bit of particles, and they're still getting a little bit of friction. Like, we're not in a perfect system where it's just... There's no friction. Friction exists, guys. Friction exists. And when you rub against stuff, your energy dissipates. And eventually you'll get sucked back to fucking Earth. That's just how it works. The people link... Everyone always links this video and they say, oh, he's pulling on a string. He's pulling on a string right here. God, I hate when they don't pause and they minimize. That's fucking frustrating. What's going on right here, guys? For those that think this is like him grabbing a wire or something, he's not grabbing a wire. He's grabbing his pocket, okay? See his pocket right here? He's grabbing his pocket with his pinky. And you might be like, what the fuck, Lou? Why would he be grabbing his pocket with his pinky? He's gonna break his pinky on his weight. Dude, guys, they're in space. They don't weigh anything. They're weightless. They weigh zero. He doesn't weigh anything. So he's going to grab him by the pocket and pull him back with his pinky because he weighs nothing. That's what's going on right here. He's about to float away, and this guy on the right, you know, has leverage or whatever, torque on the wall. He's grabbing onto something, so then he grabs onto this guy. I mean, they don't weigh anything, you fucks. Space is real. Space is fucking real. This American says, I don't get it. They're in free fall, just like the station is. Yeah, the OP is a fucking idiot, you know, but there's many such cases on this board. Many such cases. This Finnish non says gravity attracts mass. You are correct. It does. But gravity is also one of the weakest forces. It's weird. It's weak and it's strong. It's one of the weakest forces, but it's also one of the strongest forces. It's crazy. It's weak. It's weak on our scale, but if you get into like a megastar or like a black hole where it's very, you know, pinpoint gravity, holy fuck, it's strong. So strong light can't escape. This Croatian on says, why is the hair always up like this? They are upside down? No, it's probably because, you know, if you go towards the ceiling and then you pull your head back down, your hair is going to naturally go upwards. It's going to pull away from you. So just in her correcting her position, the hair naturally goes upwards away from her. This Leaf says all this flat earth nonsense exists because blah, 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 wall of text. It exists because... Eddie Bravo talked about it on Joe Rogan's show. That's why it exists. Spoilers. Bunch of fucking normies got on the flat earth bandwagon when Eddie Bravo started fucking talking about it like a retard. Goddamn schizo fuck. These people. Space is fucking real. This thread was moved to Bant. Thank you, Jannies. Thank you. Holy fuck, one of my first actual thread, it was moved to Bant. Bless you, Jannies. Should have moved it to Qua. You know, I feel special, because every other thread got moved to Bant, but we went to Qua, because we're Jim. You know why they sent PNN threads there? We're fucking Jims. We're fucking Jims. We're fucking incredible. Man, we were kicking ass, too. Ponu Centro, we had Frog Dude, the Froganon, Bitchutanon, we had a lot of Anons doing stuff, but guys, guess what? The finale thread of the day is in the spirit of Ponus. It's going to be amazing. Just wait till you guys see. You probably already know. You probably already know what it is without even knowing. It's going to be incredible. Just wait. Let's get to it, shall we? Next thread. Picture is Jazz Jennings on difficulties dating as a trans woman. I wish people could be more accepting. The 22-year-old TLC star tells People about the reality of dating as a transgender woman, including getting her first ever bikini wax. Sounds fucking horrifying. Sounds like a fucking horror film. OP says, green techs become tranny. Green techs get lifelong pain from dick removal surgery. Green techs get lifelong pain from dick removal surgery. Have to do very painful dilations. Ruin your dating life. Why would anyone become a tranny? Well, the Jews trick them. The Jews trick them and get lots of money from the government and us as taxpayers, you know, to pay for this transgender surgery. I mean, you're laughing hysterically, but who do you think pays for these surgeries, you fucking retard? We do. We do with our tax dollars, you fucking dumbass. The Jews are really good at scamming us out of money. They're very good. It's always the Jews. If you're ever confused about who's ruining your life, it is the fucking Jews. It is always the Jews. Always. Always. First post is an American saying, I bet ugly people also wish people were more accepting. Tough shit. You mean wish? Wish people were more accepting? Yes, thank you for the misspelled first post. Thank you. This is Greasanon. I'm choking. This Greasanon says, it's people who are very deprived and want to know what being beautiful is like. Twinks and Chads don't get into this shit. Of course, it's a total sham and they kill themselves afterwards. I mean, you have a point, Anon. The vast majority of trannies are just insecure incels that, you know, they would be losers in any other time period. But right now, the Jews are turning them into trannies so they can get removal surgery from them. It's $200,000 a pop. It's very expensive. Cost us lots of moony and shekels. This American says, I'm trapped and have no problem finding somebody. Well, you probably live in California. You only posted one I post, so I don't really believe you. And the people you do get are probably fucking pedophiles. So, you know, enjoy that company. Enjoy those pedophiles. Enjoy fucking children. Enjoy fucking children. I think we're gonna do that as a threat, aren't we? Nope, that's not a threat. I guess I'll talk about it. The two faggot dads that adopted that child and they adopted two children from this talent agency. It's exactly what it was, a talent agency. A foster home. I mean, talent agency. For children. And it went out of business. If such a thing can happen. But they adopted these children and then they raped them and they both got their combined salary was around $70,000 a year, but somehow they were building a fucking mansion. They were building a fucking mansion and it raised no eyebrows. No eyebrows. Are these two faggots, just super successful faggots, you know, they're faggots. So of course they're successful with the $70,000 a year salary. Holy fuck, man. These fucking pedophiles making millions off of these other pedophiles. Holy fuck. At least the FBI did the job and they caught them. Thank God. Was it the FBI? It was probably regular police, actually. The FBI was probably watching the videos, right? Those fucking pedophiles. This America says, oh fuck, I hope that wax ripper gets biohazard pay. That's what I'm thinking, man. That is a fucking horror story. It's a fucking goddamn horror story. Be afraid. Be very fucking afraid. This Aussie Reddit faggot with plebit spacing says, tranny chaser here, I believe it. The whole allure of trannies is a chick with a dick. Otherwise, you just go for real females. Dudes that like trannies do not want to fuck a neo-vagina. Nobody does. Cutting the dick off should be illegal. It's a scam preying on the mentally ill. At the same time, it's hard to sympathize with someone who pays tens of thousands to willingly castrate themselves, knowing full well, with minimal research, it is a horrible and irreversible idea. There's so many women that cut their tits off, and then they
regret it. And then they go to some doctor. They're like, okay, well, how long till they grow back? How long till they grow back? It's like, no, they're gone forever now, you dumb bitch. They're gone forever. You cut them off, you dumb bitch. You cut them off. Now they're gone. Welcome to life, where there are forever consequences. There are consequences that haunt you forever. Welcome to life. That's what happens here in life. You fuck up, and then it haunts you forever. Forever. Deal with it. It's how you learn, really. This isn't a video game. You don't get a fucking restart button, dude. It's life. It's fucking life. You know, make the best of it. Also, how fucked is it when, you know, the gay faggots are like, not even we want your neo-vagina. Not even we want your neo-vagina. No, dude, the faggot is like, nobody wants a fucking neo-vagina. And it's a scam. Ah! Oh, man. Who convinces these people to fucking cut their dicks off? I mean, it's a joke, right? It's like, I'm gonna get this kid to cut his dick off, right? Like, it's a power play, right? It's like, you're trying to ruin someone's life because your life is shit kind of thing, right? It's really fucked up. It's really fucked up. If you try to help people, like me, I'm like Lou. But I guess not everybody can have such a luminescent soul. This Russian Anon says, realistically, how long till this bubble pops? Until people realize that the trannies are taking their tax dollars to pay for cut off dick surgery. I don't know, when people realize that the cut off dick surgery is a bigger industry than the movie industry, than Hollywood. I mean, guys, when you go see a movie, it's $10, $20, $30, however the fuck much it is now, okay? When you get your dick chopped off, it's $200,000. It's $200,000 fucking dollars. It's a lot of dollars to cut your dick off, okay? It's a little bit more profitable than the movies. This anarcho-capitalist says, being misled by authority figures, being groomed, social pressure, fetishism, hating your body so much that cutting it up seems like a preferable option. As one can imagine, only the last example on this list has any sort of satisfaction in the end. What, you know, Reddit faggot, you're so close. You know what the true cause of all that is? I said it earlier, I'll say it again. It's the fucking kikes. It's the Jews. Who do you think causes the grooming and the social pressure and the fetishism? Who? Who does it? Who does it? Who's causing it? What's the source? Ask yourself, what is the source of all of it? It's the fucking Jews. It's the fucking Jews. Always and forever, it is the fucking Jews. Want to suckle on these big fat titties? No, you don't. No, you, dude. No, you don't. No, you do not. You do not. Take your arm fat. Your arm fat. You feel, like, feel your arm. You feel that flab underneath your arm where muscles should be, but there isn't because you're a fat fucking idiot. Okay, you feel that fat right there? Flab that around a little bit. You know, play with that. That fat right there. That's what a boob feels like, you fucking incel. That's what a boob feels like. Just suckle on that. Okay, you don't need to degrade yourself by suckling on this fat whale. Suckle on yourself like a degenerate asshole. Yeah, that's what sort of boob feels like, you fucking idiots. Wow, fleshy skin. Many a men have lost their mind over that fleshy skin. This American says, green text, why would anyone become a tranny? Then he says, in his case, because his adoptive parents wanted a television show. Adoptive parents television show? Wow. I wonder if they fucking diddled him as well. I mean, it's hard to believe they didn't. Hard to believe they didn't. Next thread. It's just art, you schizos. Fuck, is this gonna get my Rumble video deleted again? Probably. Jamie Lee Curtis sparks uproar over framed photo of naked child in a box. Here's the picture zoomed in. Oh, that looks like some Epstein art right there. That is 100% Epstein art.
This is future Lou. I was actually thinking of Podesta when I said this. Fuck Podesta. And fuck Epstein.
They're all pedophiles. They're all fucking pedophiles. This America says, ah, my Epstein. Ah, my pizza gay. Reddit space, Reddit space, Reddit space. Everyone has a pic of them when they were a kid taking a bath in the sink or tub. I guess parents are now pedos, right? I mean, that was kind of acceptable when I was a child, but not really. Not really. No, not really. And to have, like, this picture of this child in a suitcase looking? Look, it's a suitcase. I mean, there's ground behind it. That's not a bathtub. It's the farthest thing from a bathtub you could imagine. Sky replies, do you fucking frame that shit like it's a centerpiece for a room? Is that what you want everyone to see? If they ever go in your domicile? Yeah, you're the giant picture of you in the bath. despite how just absurd that is, isn't even an argument. Oh, didn't you take pictures of yourself as a child in a bathtub? Okay, sure. Did I post them as the centerpiece of my room? My living room? Did I frame it? Did I blow it all up? Like, come on, man. These are pedophiles. These people abuse children. Speaking of which, I had some guy post on my Odyssey. Let's go find it. We will end the thread with this. Right here. No white grift. No white grift. I would ask why you have a pedophile at Deadeye promoting your channel and other streamers' chats. Oh, thank you, Deadeye. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. You're so nice, Deadeye. Thank you, buddy. But now that I see your profile pic, it makes sense. Fix your shit. That aside, I'm not a pedophile. I hate pedophiles. I'm just I'm a connoisseur, buddy. I'm a connoisseur. Okay? Protect the lowlies. Protect them. Dirty 30 says, stay based, PNN. Thank you. I love you too. Porky Pie says, Deadeye sent me good stuff. Thank you, Deadeye. You're doing work, Deadeye. Thank you, buddy. Oh, speaking of friends, Yotsuba Anon, send me another fucking email. You sent me some email saying you couldn't add me on Discord for some reason. I must have given you the wrong thing or something. I don't know. But now I can't even find your fucking email because I deleted a bunch of emails because I was running out of space on Proton Mail and I lost your email randomly. And you're like, Lou, how do you just randomly delete my email? And dude, I deleted my fucking show while I was editing it one day. It just happens, man. I do dumb shit. Please email me again. Please email me again, Yotsuba Anon, so I can send you the correct Discord, which I thought was correct, but I guess it wasn't or something. We'll figure it out. We'll fix it. I've been meaning to say it for like 2 episodes. I keep forgetting. Sorry. I have a lot going on in my life. A lot going on. You probably won't even see me because you quit watching my episodes because you hate me now or something. Next episode. Next episode, guys. Next episode. Let's go. Next episode. I flippy flop words randomly. That was an instance of me flippy flopping stuff. Let's go to this next episode, shall we? Holy fuck, they trooned Shia. This is courtesy of Ponu Central. She will not divide us. She will not divide. What happened, Shia LaBeouf? What happened? I thought you were a Christian male. I thought you were having fun with all those Christians. That was just an act for your movie, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Shia LaBeouf? Wasn't it? You like being a woman, don't you? You make a really bad woman, LaBeouf. This is a man that does not know how to walk in high heels. Thank God he's not gay. He's not a faggot, guys. He's confirmed not a faggot. He has no idea how to walk in high heels. Thank God. I can tell by this steel picture that he has no idea what he's doing. But he is in high heels. It's kind of faggy. I don't know, man. When you're standing in high heels and you're not owning it, I don't know, man. There's just women know how to do it. And this picture is the opposite of looking attractive in high heels. I mean, it's a male. But fuck, I mean, you could at least do the proper stance or something. I don't know. If you're walking, that is just horrific. I don't know. None of this is right. In any way. This American says, this stupid faggot said he found God a few months ago and now he's in drag. Yep. I mean, we all knew this was coming, right? He's a Jew. He's a fucking Jew. Can't trust them. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom, Shia LaBeouf. Shalom. Shalom. If you only knew how bad things really are. Yeah, he will not divide us. Guys, he will not divide us was one of the only big points in 4chan history that I missed. It was a point where I was going to school and doing a job full time. So I couldn't do 4chan at all, really. I was doing homework and work and it was just, I was, you know, tired as shit. So no 4chan. So I missed this he will not divide us thing. I kind of got the tail end of it. like the tail end after they had found the flag, but nothing leading up to it. Nothing. I don't know. I just missed it. Kind of like I missed our finale thread, which you're going to see. Which I kind of want to get to. Let's just fucking get to it. Fuck Shia LaBeouf cross-dressing. It's fucking stupid. He's a traitor. He fucked us all. Whatever. We still hate him though, right? We've never stopped hating him, right? right? Maybe for a little bit when he was a Christian, but Christianity is a fucking... I'm telling you guys, Christianity is a trap they use to trick people. Like, when everyone thought Shia LaBeouf was Christian, oh, everything's fine. Oh, he's the tranny faggot. Kike is might be okay. Might be legit. Nope, you can never trust the fucking Kikes, guys. You can never trust them. Next thread. And the finale of the day. The finale. Vax Jams 12, guys. Holy fuck, that song I played that one day, it was from Vax Jams, guys. I didn't even know it was a thing. I posted in Vax Jams 11 or 10 or something, whatever, one of these threads. I posted it and he's like, you new here? And I felt like a fucking new faggot. I was like, God damn it, I'm a new faggot. Yes, I am new here, you fucking asshole. So I looked up the past threads to see how old they were. I mean, fuck, man. How long have I been missing these threads? Well, guys, I did a little bit of research for you. The newest, the oldest one I could find was this one from January 8th. Okay, so January, this month, guys, is when these started. This month, so fuck you. Yes, I'm new. So is everybody else. You just started this month, you asshole. You've been around for like 8 days, you fuckers. Sorry that your thread's so fucking popular. Okay, well, Pull News Network had this idea before you did, so fuck off. We just tried it and there was no traction because we didn't have awesome voices like you, okay? So fuck you too, okay? Fuck you too. You're also doing it better. You're putting a lot of work into the threads. Okay, so you're putting a lot of work in. Anyways, let's go through the thread a bit, shall we? What is Vax Jams? What is it? It's fucking incredible, guys. It's fucking incredible. It's just Vax Jams. Let's listen to some. And it's like a news... It's like a news program. It's what we always wanted Pull News Network to be.
Hello, late night listeners. Do you know what time it is? That time is now. Now, that's what I call Vaxxed. Rad jams to radicalize normies. 20 heart-stopping hits. On WPOL, the only station that plays your hits. Your one-stop shop for 10-step shots and non-stop claws. And this time, we're getting funky.
Fucking incredible.
WPOL FM.
It's a fucking woman. Women are on the internet. That's a woman. That's a fucking woman. I heard a woman.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Now That's What I Call Vax, where it's all Vax jammed all the time. And it's that time again. New thread, new jam. And remember that anyone can feel free to join in on the fun. Idea for a song? Lyrics you'd like to hear one of our talented performers cover? Just post it in the thread. You may get to hear our team of dedicated audio engineers and musical artists make your very own Vax Jam come to life.
So you just post your shitty voice and then they make it for you. Geniuses! Fucking so cool. The Jew who sold the world. Why did you get the jab? Some of them are actually pretty good, guys. Some of them are pretty good. They're very long, though. I don't feel like I guess we could go into one. Pure-blooded son.
I am the pure-blooded one. Some folks are born in the who's hands. Lord, they can't help themselves, no. When the Vax man come to the door, Lord, it's like a face clogging up sand.
This is fucking awesome, dude. This is fucking incredible. This is fucking incredible! Clotting to pieces. Some are more cringe than others. Love it though. I love it, man. People post lyrics that they've obviously generated with chat GDPPD X 5 or whatever. How do you access it? They won't even let me access. What's the trick to getting onto the ChatGPT thing? Whatever the fuck the letters are. Win podcast episode 5. Would love a YouTube Clotin is what I got version. Checked. Here at W Pulse Studios, we've been getting lots of questions about the releases of our hit jabbing content. We couldn't be more excited about all the growing love and support from the listeners. Thank you. You are what makes us at Vax Jams a boost in success. With that being said, please try and remember that W Pole is a completely independent record label spanning several continents, languages, various forms of media, as well as virtually innumerable spectrums of heavy autism. We apologize for delays in the phone lines. So are you going to continue making the podcast or not? Is there a podcast? Where's the fucking podcast at? Is it a podcast or is it just a compilation of tunes? Because that would be cool too. How'd I miss this for half of a fucking month? How'd I miss this for half of a fucking month? I've been surfing the board every day pretty much. How'd I miss this for half of a month? Whatever. Why didn't you guys tell me? Why didn't anybody tell me? Holy fuck, Salt. Fuck. Fuck you, Salt. You're supposed to be hand-feeding me threads every single day. What are you doing, Salt? Thank you, though. Thank you. For reals. For reals, thank you. I missed you. This Leaf says, absolutely bass, lads. Making my way through these tunes. Every single one is a banger so far. Can't believe it. This guy says, not just the songs.
If your health is feeling less than base, then grab yourself some horsey paste.
That's right, ivermectin horse paste will have you feeling like a stallion again in no time. Available in a multitude of sizes and flavors, including favorites like hay, carrots, and now introducing apple. So when COVID comes knocking at your door, tell it to suck a fat cup. Grab yourself some horsey paste.
So grab yourself some horsey paste. It's good for your health, but it's great for the taste.
Grab some horsey paste. It's great for you, but it's great for the taste. Horsey paste. Holy fuck, that's incredible. Dude, guys, this is just comedy gold. This is comedy fucking gold. This is the best thread on 4chan right now. This is the best fucking thread on 4chan. This is the spirit of Pole News America. Pole News Network? That's what I'm looking for. This is the spirit of the Pole News Network. All the friends need to go here, check out the Vax tunes, and participate. Have some fun. Maybe Lou will do a rap. I need to do a rap. I have to do a rap of some sort. Yep. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get on that. If I had access to ChatGPT, and holy fuck, it's up right now randomly. It's randomly up. Holy shit. It's up again. That's something. Maybe I can make a song now. Or have the AI make a song for me and I'll tweak it a little or something. And I'll contribute, maybe. Anyways, that's the show, guys. Go check out the Vax Tunes thread. It's fucking incredible. It's amazing. It's the embodiment of the Pole News Network. Go check it out. I love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Nixon got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Less than 2 years later, he was gone. He was forced to resign. And in his place, an obedient servant of the federal agencies called Gerald Ford took over the White House. How did that happen? Well, it's a long story, but here are the highlights, and they tell you a lot. Richard Nixon believed that elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and had been doing that for a long time. He often said that. He was absolutely right. On June 23, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA director Richard Helms at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms's telling response? Total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, 4 of the 5 burglars worked for the CIA. The first of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by a 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who exactly was Bob Woodward? Well, he wasn't a journalist. Bob Woodward had no background whatsoever in the news business. Instead, Bob Woodward came directly from the classified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon. He had a top secret clearance. He worked regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. And just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt. And Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors the federal agencies wanted to destroy, people like Richard Nixon. And at the same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected vice president, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was a colorless congressman from Grand Rapids called Gerald Ford. What was Ford's qualification for the job? Well, he had served on the Warren Commission, which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. Quote, "We gave Nixon no choice but Ford," Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was the president of the United States.